I do think we're going to have a really good line, but obviously we got a lot of work ahead of us. We still got to go out there and play games, still got to go play good. And so I think we got a lot of talent across the board, but obviously we got a long way to go.
How much is the teaching difference going from Benton to Chris? Now, is it much of a change in approach?
Yeah, techniques are different. There are different personalities. We really like Chris a lot. We like Coach Benton a lot too as well, but we moved on from that. We're glad to have Chris here. We think that he's going to really help us out going forward, and we're excited to work with him.
How's the technique different?
I mean, just coaching things, stuff you guys wouldn't know anything about, but as far as aiming points and the way we use our hands and stuff like that.
One of your coaches on the offensive line, Cooper, is a former player.
Yeah. He's great to have on our line. A guy that's played in this league, he understands how tough it is. We kind of talked to him, pick his brain about what he used while he was playing, and I'm just excited to have him in our offensive line group.
Potentially two very athletic guys with you and maybe Tussle on the interior. You know, what's the potential there? What are some of the things that you might be able to do differently with somebody as athletic as
Tussle? Well, we like Tussle a lot. Obviously, his feet are really good. We think he was the best player in this year's draft. We're lucky to have a guy like that. We're excited to see what he can do. Obviously, everyone looks good without pads on. We put on the pads, but we're sure that he's going to come in and do what we expect him to do.
Is he, is he still though, a rookie? You got to like, is he so he's good, but you know, he's got to earn that respect from you guys.
Definitely got to still earn it. But we're bringing him along as fast as possible. We know we need the guy. Obviously, our biggest thing right now is making sure he knows the playbook in and out, so that he can play at the potential we think that he has. And we're excited to work with him though. He's a good player, good guy too. I think for when we're facing the wide nines, especially in our pass protection, when the tight ends help out, we got to make sure we help those guys out, because it put our tight ends in a lot of one-on-one situations. But as far as our run game goes, we feel confident about it. They want to spread their defensive ends out. We'll run inside of them.
Is that really the downfall? When they do that, they spread that defensive line out, the key is to be able to successfully run on it?
Well, when they play a wide nine, what they're telling you is that they don't want you to run outside. So you got to do everything that you can to run the ball on the inside, which the outside's – zone plays will still be called, but it's more of a cutback kind of play. Well, of course, yeah. I mean, when you play defense like that, that means they got really good linebackers that can run really fast and cover the field sideline to sideline. And so you need linemen that can really run and that are athletic.
What makes you think offensively as a whole this year will be better?
Well, we'll see. Obviously, we've got a long way to go. We still got a training camp to go through. We've got preseason games to play, but we just like the attitude that the coaches have brought forward. We love the playbook, the play calling. It's been great so far. We'll see how it goes as the season gets long.
How would you describe the playbook? Like, complex? What word would you use to describe it?
In my head, it's simpler. I think we got a lot of our players are going to be, you know, we use the same thing. They're different plays, but we're doing a lot of the same stuff when the play's called. But I feel like it's going to give us an advantage instead of being a lot of one-on-one blocking to create double teams and move guys off the ball.
Christensen kind of exudes energy and enthusiasm when he speaks to us out here. How is he on the field?
He's great. We love him, man. He's been great so far. We think he's a really smart coach. We're excited to have him on our staff. And, I mean, he brings it to practice every day. When the guys aren't feeling it, he makes sure the guys are ready to go. Well, the tempo that we want to have is obviously our offensive line has to be in really good shape. But to our advantage, when we go up there, sometimes we're going to snap it fast, sometimes we're not. And that gives us the advantage on the offensive line. That means the defense is going to be playing on their toes, ready to jump off the ball. And so we should get a lot of offsides penalties from the defense and keep the chains moving. We're excited about this offense. We feel like our offensive line is going to be in great shape by the time the season gets here. Obviously, we still have a long way to go, but we like standing on the ball and, you know, putting the defense on their toes and kind of putting them on their heels when we get a chance.
Mike, we've heard a lot of up-tempo talk from so many different offensive coordinators since we've been here. You've been here,
yep,
too. What makes it different with this?
Well, I think with this offense, that the up-tempo is really going to be there. Obviously, and before and past seasons, we tried to run up-tempo, but we huddle first. And it's kind of hard to go in a huddle, rush to the line, and be up-tempo. I think with us just being on the line of scrimmage the whole time and pushing the pace like that is going to get the ball snapped a lot faster instead of wasting those seconds inside of the huddle and then trying to get up there and do a fast tempo.
You've been here with Ryan. You've seen him lead this team for this fifth year.
Yep.
What differences do you see, if any, in him this
season? I think he's been a lot more vocal this year as a leader. Obviously, he's a good football player on the football field. You know, he's always been a leader on this team, but this year I feel like he's bringing more to the table, more than he ever has before as far as pushing guys and getting guys ready to go. We're just glad that he's our quarterback, honestly. He's a guy that comes in every day, busts his butt every day. He's the first one in the building, last one out, and that's something you got to appreciate from a guy that's at that position.
He's also going to have a lot more responsibility this year. Do you feel like he's ready for that?
Oh, yeah, heck yeah, man. He's a smart kid. He's very intelligent. I think this is what he's been waiting for his whole career, is to go up there and be the guy to kind of call the show, and we'll see how it goes, but we think he's going
to
do really, really good. At the end of the day, we got the best players on the roster in the whole league. But if we don't play together, then it ain't gonna work. So, I feel like we got to go out there and prove ourselves during training camp. I think we have a great preseason to go out there and prove to ourselves that we can do it, and then we'll see how the season goes.
Is there something, Mike, that Coach Gase has asked of you that no previous head coach had asked? As a leader, obviously you do that on your own. No one has to ask you to be that. But has he asked you anything different from what you've ever gotten?
No, not at all. I mean, just come out, be myself. Obviously, I want to be a player that's one of the best at my position each year, so I push myself. But I'm more of a team kind of guy, team goal kind of guy, and we've yet to reach the playoffs in my 6 years, so that's our biggest goal this year, is get there and then compete for a Super Bowl.